unaddressed. Not a letter. Jesus didn't address a whole lot of things in this little scenario from the Bible. There's slavery. Jesus didn't say a word. There's the possibility of a centurion who is humble. There's also the possibility of a centurion who is embarrassed to be seen with this healer, this rogue person who he's not sure what to make of him and doesn't want to cause any trouble. So he won't be seen with Jesus, but he still wants Jesus to do a healing. There's support from the community for someone who may not have acted like it, but who represented oppression, Roman oppression of people who didn't deserve to be oppressed. And what does Jesus do in all of this? He does what Jesus does. He offers healing and love and restoration. That's it. He paid attention to something that was very important in the situation, and instead of muddying it with all kinds of other stuff, he did what needed to be done. He did what the right thing to do was. We are St. Paul's United Church of Christ. Yes? We are not St. Paul's Baptist Church. We're not St. Paul's Lutheran Church, although there are lots of St. Paul's Lutheran churches around. We're not St. Paul's Roman Catholic Church. And all too often, churches decide who they are based on how they're different from another church. We decide who we are based on what we disagree about. And you know, there's plenty to disagree with among churches. But I want to find some things that we agree on. I have heard the new Pope say some marvelous things. I don't agree with him on everything, and there's some things I significantly disagree with him on, but he has said some wonderful things, such wonderful things that the Vatican has tried to back off his statements, saying like, well, he didn't really mean that. When's the last time you heard the Vatican try to back off a statement from a pope? One of the most marvelous things I've heard him say recently is, we need to stop talking about theology and start helping the poor. In essence, he said, I don't care about all of your arguments and all of the things that you're telling other churches are wrong and all of the stuff about what do you say during church and how do we serve communion and what is it about us that makes us precious and the only place where God dwells, and instead says, we got to start helping poor people. And he stepped even further out of bounds in such a wonderful way by talking about God's love being there for everyone. Not just Roman Catholics, not just Lutherans, not just believers. The news gets a hold of things and kind of twists stuff up. But you know what? He is doing stuff that tells us that there is a togetherness among Christians, among people of faith, among people of no faith, that there are things that we have in common. And it's the kind of stuff Jesus did. Healing, love, and restoration. Seniors, you graduated and you're going off. And you had some great speeches, I'm sure, at your graduation. And you threw up your hats and then you found them. And you've been challenged and given advice by everybody. So let me not be the last. I've already started giving you some advice right at the beginning where I said, pay attention. You need to pay attention to your studies coming up, of course, right? Whatever that is. I mean, you're paying good money to go to school, so why not use your investment wisely, correct? But it's not just pay attention to your schoolwork. Pay attention to one another. Not just you six, but pay attention to the people you're around and see who is celebrating and who is sad, who is doing something that you think is world-changing, and who is doing something that bothers you. Pay attention. and hope that other people are paying attention to you. Pay attention to making the world a better place, because you do. I'm not sure what any of you are going to do in life, but pay attention to the things that make the world a better place. Things like healing and love and restoration. You cannot go wrong paying attention to those things. You cannot go wrong paying attention to these seemingly, for some people, insignificant and maybe insurmountable things, because there are so many reasons for you to pay attention to other stuff, like theology. I love theology. I love to talk theology. But if theology gets in the way of healing, love, and restoration, then we need to throw it out. If anything in your life gets in the way, if anything gets in the way, of showing healing, of showing love, of being people of restoration, get rid of it. You've already found a way to make the world a better place. You've already found a way to make this congregation a better place. And simply follow Jesus' guidelines. I know I've given you the two rules, to love God and to love one another. But remember these three words. I know that I've said them enough, and I hope that you remember them in perpetuity. Be a people of healing. Be a people of love. Be a people of restoration.